Hello, and welcome along to this week's episode of the Giraffe Social Media Podcast. Rachel here, speaking to you from the set of the next big summer blockbuster movie. Okay, I'm not. I'm actually sat on my sofa about to watch a series of Instagram reels on my phone. Why? Because who needs a summer blockbuster to entertain you when you can be entertained instantly and endlessly by videos on social media? Entertainment, information, and let's be honest, time-wasting videos are all at our fingertips these days. But not so long ago, video wasn't a major player in social, and platforms like TikTok didn't even exist. So why has the social video revolution occurred? And what does this mean about how we use and consume social media? So my background is in film and video production. So I thought navigating my way around the social media world would be somewhat challenging. But as I found, social has embraced video in more ways than I could have ever imagined. And it's really interesting to see like the marketing potential. I decided for this week's episode to take a deep dive into the power of video on social media and how it's changing the marketing game. I hope you enjoy. Whether we like to admit it or not, we've all done the hours-long scrolling through reels and TikToks. It's become a new habit to many of us. So how did it get to this point? And how can it work for your marketing? As consumers, video has revolutionized the way we use social media, fundamentally altering the nature of our interactions and the content we consume. It has shifted social media from a predominantly text-based and static platform to a dynamic visual medium that captures attention and sparks engagement. Social is no longer about being just social. Although many platforms were originally created for the sole purpose of connecting us with friends, they are now being used as a source of entertainment, information, and for marketing.
I think the way in which you communicate with your audience in general has changed a lot.
Video marketing expert, Stephen Bolschweiler.
I think it's become much more of a two-way thing. And it's far more about building relationships rather than just talking about yourself. you know, that's a big mistake people make, I think, in their videos. But I think in their marketing in general is that they talk about themselves too much and they don't resonate with the audience enough. So I think it's, yeah, definitely become more of a two-way thing. And also it's more about story and emotion these days than it was. And I've definitely seen the power of that, you know, in some of the projects we've done.
Videos enable us to communicate ideas, emotions, and stories more effectively than ever before, allowing for richer and more immersive experiences. From vlogs and product reviews to live streams and tutorials, video has diversified the range of content available, catering to different interests and preferences. It has also transformed social media into a powerful tool for discovery, as we now rely on videos to explore new ideas, learn new skills, and discover new perspectives. And this is something many businesses are now harnessing for themselves. Here's Instagram expert Lucas O'Keefe.
I definitely have to address, I think, the rise of video, and in particular that short form, quick to the point vertical video that did originate on TikTok, but now we are seeing it everywhere. We have Instagram Reels. Every platform is realizing that this is how people are consuming content. I'm seeing it even as a content consumer. Whenever I'm doing anything in terms of social media strategy or creating efficient content, I always put myself, like I never leave that position of being a content consumer myself. And things really changed for me when I started being proactive and thinking, okay, I'm consuming content. I've been on my couch for like 45 minutes just watching videos. What was it about these videos that made me like stick around and waste 45 minutes of my time? As opposed to like the other ones that I was swiping past or not giving my time to, right? So it really does come down to being proactive and thinking, okay, why did I focus on this content? how can I try to model this style or apply some of the things that I really liked about this post in my own content?
A lot of it comes down to personal preference of the consumer, but the short form content is popular and has long-term rewards. Shorter attention spans mean the format appeals, and it appeals to businesses looking for the engagement and reach. So what is the most effective way to use video on social? Here's Lucas again.
Experiment with your content, but then don't be afraid to, or I actually encourage consuming content, being proactive about it, being analytical about it, and thinking, what did I like about this? What can I take from this in terms of the style, not like the idea, but what can I take from this and apply to my own content as I experiment and try to learn how to adapt?
So you analyze and you see a lot of emotive content. How could that be applied to a business? Here's Stephen with a great story to explain.
It turns out that you have to book a nursery before your child's even born these days because everyone's having babies. So like, and that was a massive shock to us. But we found this Montessori nursery. And I didn't really know what Montessori was. And I thought to myself, oh, well, I could Google it. But we booked a tour to go and have a look around and meet, you know, one of the people who works there. I thought, oh, I could Google it. And I was like, hang on a minute. I'm going to go meet this person who like lives and breathes Montessori every single day. So instead of Googling, I waited until I saw her and I asked her the question and I listened to her answer. And it meant that I got an idea of her passion behind it. And I got the idea of really what it meant to her and the children there, because I could hear what was in her voice and I could hear the emotion in her voice and the passion in her voice. And that's what video gives you, is that kind of the visual ability to not only just sort of see what's going on. So for us, you know, it's like, you know, mountains or yachts or boats or like the sea, you know, stuff like that, but it's the people. So, you know, you can see when someone's feeling sad or excited or happy. And you can hear when someone's feeling sad or excited or happy. And that's not something you get from, a picture or a website, which is just full of paragraphs of text. Like, you don't get that feeling. And I think that feeling is really, really important when you're trying to make a decision whether to buy something or not. You know, I think there's definitely an emotional connection.
Video on social is like the open window to your business. In film terms, it takes your business from being in 3D to IMAX 4D with Dolby surround sound. Visual representation on social helps to build trust and foster positive customer relationships. It makes your business more human. And what comes with being human? Being social. As technology develops, the video format is likely to only get better and more effective. Embrace the short form and see the results. Lights, camera, action. More like social, video, action. I hope you enjoyed my little deep dive into the social video revolution. Let us know your thoughts on this episode, or if you have an idea of what we should deep dive into next, send us a voice note on Instagram at GiraffeSM. And if you liked this episode, be sure to drop us a rating on your podcasting app. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.